Page 174. The Minority Report. Pre-Crime Commissioner John Anderton is briefing Detective Danny Whitwer, his newly appointed assistant, on his future job.
You're acquainted with the theory of pre-crime, of course. I have the information publicly available, Whitwer replied. You've boldly and successfully abolished the post-crime punitive system of jails and fines. As we all realize, punishment was never much of a deterrent. You've probably already grasped the basic legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology. We're taking in individuals who have broken no law. But surely they will, Whitwer affirmed with conviction. Happily they don't, because we get to them first, before they can commit an act of violence. We can claim they are culpable. They, on the other hand, can eternally claim they're innocent. And in a sense, they are innocent. The lift let them out, and they again paced down a yellow corridor. In our society, we have no major crimes, Anderton went on, but we do have a detention camp full of would-be criminals. As I'm sure you know, pre-crime has cut down felonies by 99.8%. We seldom get actual murder or treason. After all, the culprit knows we'll confine him in the detention camp a week before he gets a chance to commit the crime.
Philip K. Dick, The Minority Report, 1956.